through conscious neural interference. You are receiving this broadcast as a dream. We are transmitting from year 1999. You are receiving this broadcast in order to alter the events you are seeing. Our technology has not developed a transmitter strong enough to reach your conscious state of awareness. But this is not a dream. You are seeing what is actually occurring. The so-causality violation.
You want to know what they're afraid of?
I'll tell you what they're afraid of.
They're afraid of the dark.
God is in his holy
temple. You think posing as the devil is because it scared some superstitious old guitar player and that witch and that nutty old man? You think it's gonna scare me? It ain't, because I know who I am. You killed them. You're trying to pin it on me. And I know who I am.
If I had cloven hooves and a pointed tail, would you be more convinced?
You're crazy. I know who I am. You're trying to frame me. You're trying to frame me. Cypher, I know who I am. Murdered them people. I never killed nobody. I didn't kill Fowler. And I didn't kill Toots. And I didn't kill Margaret. And I didn't kill Cruzmark. I didn't kill no one.
Time away can be an invaluable resource, a luxury most of us nowadays are not afforded by the lifestyles that we seemingly are forced to live. Self-created prisons, prisons of the mind and body that we have come to accept. Just like that. There are certain things that will go unnamed, undefined, unmentioned. I may color outside of the lines when I transmit this to you from my vocal cords to your psyche. Your ears. This is a vessel in me exploring exactly what it is that has taken place since the last time that I connected with you in this way. Certain associations have been severed by various aspects of the same occurrence. I must say that at this stage it's not saddening, nor is it maddening. I seem to fall more on the apathetic side of the road at this stage, because when you follow the star that appears before you and you trudge ahead, you trudge on like the wise men did when they came upon the Nazarene, the child of God. Certain hyper-realities are manifested before you and revealed to you in a way that is true to only you. You could be surrounded by two other wise men, you playing the part of the fool or the jester, but for some reason, that star you are following is a star only to you, and you are not even conscious that the two other individuals at your side, while you inhabit the middle ground, the grey, the black and the white, the left and the right, are following shooting stars that appear to be the same very gaseous explosion up there in the ether, out in the outer space or spatial explosions out there beyond the ether, further away from the Milky Way than any of us could possibly ever imagine. The human life from birth to death, the awkward moment between birth and death, is but a blink of an eye to the gods that look down at us, however upon us, from not beneath but above the snow globe we inhabit. Why is it you can't pin down exactly the transmission that is being directed to you by my mouth this day? It's because the negative space created by distance is something that cannot be purchased, bartered, or created without silence, without disconnection, and without in any way the mark or the aberration or the blemish of society, those outside of oneself, those things that come closer, step upon the toast, and with pointy sticks disturb the yoke which runs onto the feet and the plate, as these dog botherers sprint on, slipping and sliding with the yoke beneath their feet. Friendships may have been fostered early on, but at this stage, they seem to have disappeared into the asshole of Satan. A cancerous, festering hatred, an intense dislike. Demons and evils, the likes of which you could never comprehend, have existed many times over than the small blink of an eye it takes for you to live 80 plus years in a human body. Upon creating the space I did, with the silence and the disconnection I sought out, I was able to more clearly see what was beyond the river of Narcissus. I was able to wake up to what exactly it was that was around my force field, tr- trying to get in. No matter how many times they tried with their saws and power tools, they came close to breaking me, but did not break me, certainly. They tried to bother my psyche. They tried to get in. But only a few layers were damaged before I was able to cut the abscess off at its root. And I got a safe enough distance away before there was any pus shooting out of that saw, that pustule, that boil, that was attempting to infect my outer and inner sanctum. I know at this point what more or less right or wrong roads I need go down. You see, the whole human approach to morality, selective judgment, and good guy badges, they don't mean a fuck to me. They are nothing more than a little Boy Scout badge and him feeling proud for an achievement that he gets lauded for, backslaps, glad hands. Or even a Girl Scout delivering choc chip cookies to raise funds for a good cause of some kind. The selective judges and good guy badges that walk around and try and swish and swindle their magic wands at me have definitely let slip a big fish, a mighty big mackerel, a red herring, if you will, that slithered back in to the river and will never be tricked by the shiny hook of a fishing rod or pole, if you're in the Americas. Yukon Ho. I have swum to the depths and I will not return. I need not the sunlight, if the sunlight is something where the darkest souls dwell, out in the open. Remember, you can hide from view by passing in front. It echoes on in your heart all these years later. You will not understand this transmission until this transmission has entered your psyche and had a period of incubation for many, 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 many moons. I need not howl, I need not scream, kick, scratch, punch, or lick any wounds at this stage, because it's been revealed to me what exactly outside of myself I am able to recalibrate with the approach I take to whether or not you are welcome in this force field. This force field that is impenetrable by the 5G, by the Satan within me. See, there are six Satans. There is the happy, the sad, the angry, the mad. And of course, the apathy which runs through one's veins is the last, the ghost that can't seem to figure out why the goodness within even the dark is an impenetrable thing at this stage of my psyche's advancement beyond the material. Why I can sit beneath a gargantuan oak tree, put my hand out and feel the warmth of the blue, the advanced spirit of the God that visits, and I need not any longer be consoled by hollow words from charlatans, frauds, obsessives, nuts psychos. I need not foster the identity anymore, any longer. I need not have any connections to political movement. All I need is to search within myself, find the spirit and the soul within these four chambers of a pumping heart. And all along, I realized I was going to arrive at this point of something beyond the self-expression or the creative output of a soul that has been so battered and so crushed and defeated so many times over, stepped on, kicked, but still I do not lick. I do not lick. I will not lick any wound, nor will I sprinkle salt nor pepper on said wound, because a nurse has not only tended to the wounds that I have gained over these horrific wars and battles I've been engaged in. Simply a spiritual band-aid will not be placed over a cut or two and I will be healed when I walk outside of the seer or the shaman's hut into the jungle and retreat back to that inner sanctum that has always comforted me to some degree. I'm beyond that. I'm beyond the connection with anonymous individuals who wear masks beneath masks, armor upon armor, coverings, sheaths over their feet and hand, never to reveal a fingerprint. I have slit the throat of the slithering Satans, metaphorically, that have tried to steal my eggs, to try and harm the infants and the exits that have come from my many re-entries. On the 777th day, I rose to the occasion and freed myself from the self-created cage by those who had explored every which way they could the misery within me, the company that I kept, all the things that made me who I am are the things I need leave behind and have, and at this stage there is no turning back, because I have never ever ever run from the four horsemen of the apocalypse, nor the four spirits that trail behind them, giving them the energy, the force field with which they release on us. Beneath four ones was a statement said true and clear from a self-proclaimed pariah, somebody who would not be comfortable with being worshipped as a god. You see, all of the roles that I inhabited, all of the hats that I wore, and the one or two masks I did try on for size, were not good fits, and it took me a couple cycles to figure out what exactly was inhabiting this being that had latched onto me and started to confuse my mind and body with regard to what was coming out of it, what was going in. If you have both ears set to full blast and anything any tongue pronounces, can whisper and wiggle its way in to your ear, inhabit your psyche, and intoxicate the rest of your body, this mortal coil we have been given, that we are all stuck to by the roots of our feet. The unhappiness, the madness, the sadness, the gladness, the misery, lack of company, the solitude, oh, the sweet, golden solitude, was the only way you could finally come to the conclusion that those things outside of yourself were the things that were making you sick. Making you sick more than any stimulant, depressant, anything that stifled your growth, was coming willingly from those who pretended, as Judas did, to have the best interests of the individual that they were manipulating, selling people bills of goods day in and day out, with the sole intention, maybe subliminal, maybe not fully conscious, of getting each finger in each pie and changing the entire makeup of the individual to do one's whim. And this, my friend, is the true evil that inhabited the mind of the me that was projected just like a hologram onto the hexagonal stage. And those eight in the audience, and eight more behind them, row by row, all forming an audience, was the true, the absolutely 100% certain chamber of devils. And the gavel came down, not only from the top, but from the bottom. And when the echoes reverberated, and the monkey did its little dance, tearing off its disguise and revealing itself to be the rabbit with the hat, within a larger hat, on the back of the turtle, next to the hare. All of these disguises tried on for size. All of these things communicating to one another and then resulting in the utmost of confusion. How could anybody not be going off the rails when so many voices, so many individuals, so many demons were able to play for so long in the psyche of somebody true and good, somebody involved in the greater good, somebody who strives to be more, being stifled by all of the people that this individual comes in contact with? I'm not talking about the death of one simple relationship, or even two. I'm talking about all of the time that was poured in to this cracked timekeeping hourglass. Even though, day by day, nothing more than a hairline crack would let a grain of sand fall out of the area affected. This went on for so long until the hourglass was completely empty. And then when it looked within and couldn't find a simple grain of sand, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, all that was left was a mirror glancing into a mirror and trying to scry for anything outside of itself. One-way glass and mirrors within. And you wonder why every little bit of negative attention would grow tenfold, would keep on and on and on and on, abusing the psyche of this mirror, this one-way glass turned in on itself with not a grain of sand left of humanity. We wonder why the mind splits, why there is abstraction, why it is so hard and so impenetrable to tell somebody what you're going through is serious, it's true, it's damaging you, it's shattering your very being. But those individuals that you open your heart to are not only not interested in your best interests, they are more interested in having whatever is outside of themselves reflect back what it is inside themselves that they feel must be cultivated and reproduced. So uncomfortable with any deviation from what they perceive they believe or perceive they should believe in the grander scheme of things. Hold on so tight. Just hold on a little tighter. Annie, hold on. Annie, hold a little tighter. I might just slip away. But these individuals will never ever look into the mirror and see anything more than this is what I am, this is where I'm going, and those are the people that I need to convince to be like me, to express themselves in the way that I would and I do. They are not allowed to deviate from my worldview. They have no right to think for them. They should be reinforcing the points I make, the views I hold, the ideas that I would like to further, the nest I have lined, feathering their own nests. When they are so preoccupied with a perfect nest that they are away from their nest of eggs, trying to perfect the nest, and then they wonder where all of their eggs have gone. These eggs have been snatched. And they cry their crocodile tears and they wonder why. Why are these things happening to me? Why can't other people see things the way I see them? Why can they not agree? Why can't they agree with the way I see? And it's because those are your eyes, not mine. And you cannot force somebody else's vision to be yours. Mistakes are of a sublime nature. Sublimate them. Do not yield to the outside forces that want to manipulate the individuality out of you, crush your spirits. They do not want to inspire the Spirit of God in you. They would like to erect small statues, golden idols of themselves, mirrors all round. They do not want you to explore what it is you are. They want you to be them. They would like to make you in their image with their arrogance. everything is the straw that breaks the camel's back when everybody else is your enemy because they can't see the world the way you do. Why must I mirror your every move? Is your esteem that ground floor that you have to look to me to be you? That everybody in your mind is incorrect because they are living what they have come here to live. Your concept of God is flawed. Your concept of being, of self-expression, of creativity is non-existent. You would like to see yourself everywhere you go. Everywhere from that mirror to this? Oh, and their tin can cars. Oh, and they're rotting from the inside picket fences. Oh, and each flat that the highway engulfs itself into. The sinking sand is real. Every day of your life is another day where you are gasping for air on the shoreline and no one can even see you because they are all wearing virtual reality devices over their eyes. They can't even take the time to pick you up and throw you back once they have caught you and fashioned you in their image. Their belief and worldview is that of death, destruction, and making their own image out of you like clay. But they can't see, they have cracked your hourglass, stolen every last grain of your sand, and when they pour the holy water upon you, and some of it slips through the hairline crack that has been shattered. At this point, when the holy water gushes in, there is no mud, there is no clay to fashion themselves out of you. And they are frustrated. They don't want to see anything other than their own image in everything else they encounter. They are everywhere. They are surveilling you with their cameras. Mirror Man, once you are shattered, all you look for in every piece of that broken mirror is yourself. And because it has been shattered into a million pieces, you think every single piece should display you fully, but it only shows back a few fragmented pieces of your face, your body, your likeness. And this makes you weep. It makes you weep until your mirror is rusted from the inside out. And when somebody comes and shatters your mirror because they are so sick and tired of you trying to fashion yourself out of them and who they are, your self-esteem is no longer ground floor. It's on its way through the river Styx on a ship all the way to hell. And you will be damnated for an eternity of misery and pain. And unlike the heavenly solipsism you have lived your life within, the bounds that you have dictated everybody should live within are the very things that will come down around you like a cage, a self-created cage, a bone church that you will be forced to worship. And this bone church will have dancing skeletal devils that will be pouring acid in your face, trampling you from the outside in, and picking at your spirit until it is so full of holes that you will be alive. You will be alive in a million pieces, feeling the pain of a million stampedes of the satanic bulls of the Styx. But you never saw this. You just wanted everything to be you. You wanted the clouds and the sky and the grass and the rocks to all be you. You walked around with a magic marker, drawing smiley faces of your own image on everything you came into contact with. Because you wanted that entire existence that you saw mirroring back at you through that mirror to reflect your own image. But you never stopped to realize that you are not God. You are not a God. Not even a little God. You never will be. And that God does not force himself on you like human beings do. It was the ultimate tragedy because you never realized, not for a millisecond, how much you wanted everybody else to be you. Your megalomania got so out of hand that you damn near destroyed everything you came into contact with. And with these new eyes that I see things from, I want to spread the message of individuality and the spiritual path of release, not capture. I don't want anybody else to go through it, but I am not God. I am not a God. I cannot stop the mistakes that are being made by you. I can only pass on the message of freedom, the message of freeing yourself from the intellectual pursuits of modern man, those very narcissistic, self-created solipsistic views you hold, the political opinions people attach themselves to, again, wanting their own image reflected back at them. Am I standing on the rooftops hollering fire in a crowded theater, trying to make you me because I don't like you trying to make me you? I'll put it this way. I am trying to make sure that you know who you are, you know who you want to be, and pursuing who you are and what you want to be or achieve is completely alien and separate from you trying to fashion everybody else you come into contact with who you would like to perceive you are, what you look like. Let people have the space to make a failure of something. They are never going to listen to you if you preach. Bible thumping, prophesizing. Everything you think and say is not gospel. Every view you hold does not need to be expressed. The information highway is shattering minds quicker than schizophrenia ever did me. And you may think ramblings of a madman. Maybe not a man at all. Somebody who has taken life. Somebody who has no right to express themselves fully the way I have. But I say goodbye to every false friendship I ever fostered. Anything that I tried to fashion my own image on. Everything. that made me who I am today is everything that tomorrow I will wake up and hate. I will hate. I will not need to get near it with a 10-foot pole for it to make me so nauseous and be filled with such mortal sin and disgust. I will be nauseous. I will be sick every day when I need to see myself from yesterday. I don't want to be myself today. Or that self that I created yesterday. I do not want that to be me today. So how do I escape it? I escape it by pursuing things that are not me. By seeing things from what they are, rather than what I want them to be. Everybody is so locked in to the information that is being tumble dried around and around and around. Is all you want your life to be sitting at a laundromat, watching that image and likeness of yourself you build up in your own mind, rumbling and tumbling around like an empty stomach at lunch? You look in your bank account, and by the amount of zeros behind that figure, you try and convince yourself that the tin can that you drive around in is something that has made you more than the man sitting on the road with his hand out. Let me tell you something. That man is you just as much as you are. That man is a part of you. We are all part of each other. As much as you dislike me, there are parts of me that you can never replicate, even if you thought you could. See, I cracked my Xerox hands on this very idea. I wrote my hands raw, taking diaries, taking stock, when everything around me was being created by nothing more than the magic bestowed to me by the one true supreme Godhead, whom transferred and transmitted these very ideas to me that I am sharing with you today. You think this comes from me? I am a conduit to what God is trying to convey. Because the time has come and gone when this message is pertinent. And it is better to release it now when it is going to fall on deaf ears and be a rare diamond in the rough, that when somebody comes upon it in a few years, they'll say to themselves, I couldn't place my finger on the message. Nevertheless, it resonated with me and inspired an individualistic spiritual path, one that is richer than anything you could ever dream of. And then he moved. He moved beyond the destructive patterns set out before him by himself from yesteryear. Each moon that passed, another day spent within the bounds of procrastination, of self-analysis, of masturbation. Is it too much of a navel gaze to go within this deep? You'll never know, because you are so attached, you are so sewn in, you are strapped in to the very seat, the very ride that you feared forever, but you are so in denial that you cannot even see the hand in front of your face. It's like you are in a pitch dark room, like you will be in eternity, for trying to proselytize fake idols, golden calves, of ideas that you need not force down others' throats because you think they are right and just. If you look in the mirror, is your reflection all you want to be? More importantly, the reflection you see is not your true reflection, but unfortunately, it is the reflection that you have chosen to cobble together and perceive. If you want to see what really is in that mirror, I would urge you to explore places you would rather not. To explore any of the areas in your life that are so unpleasant and unforgivingly unrelentless and hard, difficult, unpleasant, to really uncover your true nature. If you can't see what I'm saying, and you most probably won't, I am not here out of arrogance to try and spread a message that I think is superior to what is out there. I'm trying to open you up to be a conduit of God, to hear your true essence come through and be expressed. There is so much more out there than what you have limited your own self, your perception of yourself to be. The pigeonholes, the comfort zones that have all been crafted around you because of the ideas of the company you keep. Socializing with others is not socializing with others when all you do is project yourself onto them. Even if I have been accused of being selfish, I'll not dispute it. I will wear it, not as a badge of honor, but others' perceptions of you are closer to the truth usually than your own perception of yourself. You're too close. The distance I spoke about, the distance traveled, it is a worthwhile pilgrimage and journey within. Yes, there are cracks, there are detours, there is danger, there is death, there is destruction. But only through weathering those storms can you come out the other side better than when you entered that dark, scary, horrifying cave. And the images projected on the wall are not what they seem. Your image of yourself is projected backwards when you look into a mirror. And you could scry till the end of time, but you will never see yourself as who you truly are, unless you release yourself from the shackles of all of those behaviors that control you to this day. I'm offering you an alternative to what you know. God and His Spirit is within me right now, and He is speaking to you because this is a pertinent message at this time. You may think it is the end of the line, but it is only the beginning of the silver lining within the clouds of the heavens above. I'll leave you now on that. And when I leave you, I will travel right into you and your psyche and be with you through the journey that you may choose to embark on after you hear these words. Farewell.